Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind. My name is Robert Lamb.
And I'm Julie Righty Douglas.
That's right. I'm right-handed as well. This is a right-handed podcast. Now, technically, Noel, who records this, is left-handed, but this is a right-handed podcast, so we force him to use his only his right hand. Mm-hmm. His left is down behind him at all times, at least when he's recording us. I don't care what the other podcasts do, but darn it, we have standards here.
We do.
Yeah.
We're keeping it right and tight all the time.
Yeah, because we're firm believers that left-handed individuals are debased. They're evil. They're freaks of nature. And they should be distrusted, at least, and re-educated along the right path whenever possible.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we have the rule of left hand behind the back.
Yeah.
In the podcast booth.
I mean, my wife is was born left-handed. She's right-handed now because we had that corrected. And and I love her, but I love her because, you know, we corrected what was wrong with it.
Yeah, well, you know, my husband is left-handed, and every once in a while I will catch him using it.
Yeah.
And our daughter's ambidextrous, and that's frowned upon as well.
Yeah. Well, but that can be fixed over time.
We're trying. Yeah. We're trying
to
remediate it.
Firm with the discipline on everybody in your life that is tempted to use their left hand for anything important.
Yeah, so keep that in mind as you guys are listening, whether or not you're a righty or a lefty.
Yes.
It can be corrected.
Now, of course, we're having a little fun here with our lefties because, of course, there are all sorts of stories about left-handedness signifies evil and left-handedness is wrong. And certainly we have created a right-handed world because the vast majority of individuals are right-handed. Only 10% of the population is actually left-handed, and in reality, there's nothing evil about you guys. But I love poking fun because everyone knows that this is not true. But when you start prodding and poking the left-handies about this, they sometimes get a little up in arms.
Well, it's true because I mean, think about it. You're pretty much outnumbered. 90% of everybody else using the right hand. You're forced to use the scissors that are awkward and bunched up, and all sorts of different ways that you're navigating the world in which you have to try to fit in to this right-hand world.
Yeah, but as we'll discuss in this episode, left-handedness brings with it its share of benefits, in addition to its many curses.
Now, you guys might have the upper advantage, actually.
Yeah, certainly in some situations. Literally the upper hand.
The upper left-hand advantage. Yeah. By the way, I wanted to point out that you guys have been 10% of the population for a really, really long time. And this is according to Perry Kloss, writing for the New York Times. The size of the South Paw population has held constant ever since hunter-gatherer days. And this is data that comes from studies of cave paintings and archaeological analysis of ancient artifacts and how they were used. So we know that for, what, at least 10, 15,000 years, at the very least, that this has been going on. Of course, you know, the human species extends well beyond that. But right now, we know you guys have been the minority for a while.
Now, it is interesting, and we'll discuss the reason for this shortly. In some areas where it's particularly war-torn, where there's a lot of violence going on, you'll sometimes see the number of left-handed individuals increase. And this is due not to the fact that left-handeds are evil, and then if there are more in an area, it makes that area more prone to violence, but it comes down to having a left-handed advantage, supposedly, in combat.
And we'll talk about that. Yeah. We'll talk about why being left-handed is actually an advantage, not just in cognition, but also in warfare and other sports.
Yes.
According to a 2008 study, a meta-analysis of 144 studies, that's a lot, which included 1.7 million people, that's a lot of people too, men have 1.23 times the odds of being left-handed compared to women's chances. So if you are a lefty woman, then you're super in the minority.
Which is weird, because it seems like I'm around a lot of left-handed ladies. Like, my wife is left-handed, my sister's left-handed, and we have at least a couple of lefty ladies here in the office.
It's true.
Yeah.
You should probably examine
that. I'm not going to out them, really. I don't know to what extent they're...
Well, I think they're proud.
Are they proud?
Yeah.
Lefties do tend to be proud these days, and well, they should be.
Allison Labermilk?
Yeah.
Kristen Conger?
Yeah. It's not going to be like they can hide it, because you're inevitably going to have to go to a dinner, and you're going to be bumping elbows with the righty.
Yeah, that's my chief complaint, I have to say, with my husband.
Yeah.
We always have to make sure we're in the right position eating dinner.
Right position.
That's right. See?
Yeah.
Mothers over 40 are 128% more likely to give birth to a lefty than younger moms in their 20s. And only about 1% of the population is truly ambidextrous, and this is according to Live Sciences article Southpaw Stats. Now, when they say truly ambidextrous, what we're talking about here is that there's a kind of spectrum of handedness.
Hmm.
And so people may be a little bit left-handed or very left-handed on the spectrum, and it kind of reminded me of the Kinsey scale of sexuality. Some people heavily identify as homosexual or
heterosexual.
But
then there's a lot of room in between. There's a sliding scale. And you're not necessarily going to be one extreme or the other, but somewhere on that scale. And the same
exactly.
goes for left-handedness and the ambidextrous.
That's true. All right, let's talk about genetics, because lefties, I feel like, are often given really short shrift in this area because there's an association of increased cases of schizophrenia, ADD, and dyslexia with left-handedness.
Yeah, and a lot of this comes down to LRRTM1. That's the specific gene that's passed on from the father that tends to increase the chances of someone being left-handed, and the same gene seems to confer slightly increased chance of schizophrenia.
Slightly.
Slightly.
Yeah. And, by the way, this was a study on dyslexic children, so I thought that was kind of interesting. They weren't necessarily going after and trying to figure out an association with schizophrenia.
It wasn't funded by the lefty support organizations or the righty power organizations.
That's right. It wasn't funded by the right.
Yeah.
So you have something called dextral or chance genes. And according to Claire Porak, she's a professor of psychology at Penn State Erie, humans are born with two genes for handedness. So you either have dextral or chance. And the dominant dextral gene induces right-handedness whenever it turns up. But if there are two pairs of chance genes, then that is when you become more prone to becoming a lefty. Now, all of this being said, there is an environmental factor here as well. So it's not just coming down to genetics.
Mm-hmm.
Consider that identical twins often have dominant hands, and this is according to Violin Lorenz, an evolutionary biologist. So even twins could be differently handed.
Which makes sense, because one can be like the reflection of the other, right? One's the evil twin, one's the good twin.
Exactly, right. Well, I wonder which one is the evil one.
Now, this is interesting. This is getting out of the schizophrenia area and into some of the positive. Lefties, they say, tend to have a more balanced view of their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because when asked to visualize space, a righty tends to be more sensitive to their right side. And their left side is more like a T-Rex little arm, you know? So, like, imagine, you know, we've all seen the homunculus, not the real homunculus that you, that a wizard brews up, but the one that, that represents our body image and our sense organs and basically the shape of our body as internalized in sense. Like, if we were to look at the way a righty views their body, it would be, you know, a very right hand dominated, like a giant right arm, and then like a tiny left arm. Like they're
it's very lopsided.
Very lopsided. Whereas a lefty tends to not have that kind of bias, and this comes from a lifetime of having to deal with all the right handed stuff in our world. So they're having to deal with all of this right-handed stuff, but they're actually left-handed. So the two kind of cancel each other out and right the ship.
Right, and which makes sense that there's more spatial awareness and could possibly be one of the reasons why a lot of lefties tend to be engineers, because they're people who can deal with spatial reasoning really, really well. And a lot of this has to do not just with spatial reasoning, but just your processing, your motor skills, also language processing. But going back to motor skills, just wanted to lay out there that the nerves connect our hands to the areas of the brain responsible for motor skills. So there's a separate set for each hand, but the wiring is crossed. So your right hand is hooked up to the left side of the brain and vice versa. But when you look at lefties, they're taking in data, and they're really bicerebral, if you think about it, because they are factoring in particularly language in both hemispheres, whereas righties are processing language in the left hemisphere. So as a result of the corpus callosum, we've talked about this little guy before, it's the part that connects both hemispheres, is about 11% larger in left-handed brains than right-handed brains. And this is this idea that it's actually aiding the lefties to be quicker on the uptake of information and processing it.
All right, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to deal more with left-handed individuals about why you might want to think twice about getting into a fist fight with one. Shout out to Astapro for sponsoring this episode and providing us with free samples.
Rob, as the local host with allergies here, they sent you some of their nasal spray to treat your allergies. What was your experience like?
Yeah, that's right. I always wrestle with the pollen a bit when it rolls in during the spring. So they sent me the little nasal spray. I tried out the product and yeah, it sure did help me get on top of my symptoms for the day. And it's so fast acting, it was already kicking in before I left the house.
Astapro is a first-of-its-kind nasal allergy spray. It's the fastest 24-hour over-the-counter allergy spray. It starts working in 30 minutes, while other allergy sprays take hours. Astapro is the first and only 24-hour steroid-free allergy spray. Astapro delivers full prescription-strength indoor and outdoor allergy relief from nasal congestion, runny and itchy nose, and sneezing.
Get fast-acting nasal allergy symptom relief with Astapro. Go to astaproallergy.com for a discount so you can get Astapro and go today. A-S-T-E-P-R-O allergy.com. Astapro and go. Use this directed for relief of nasal congestion, runny nose, sneezing, and itchy nose due to allergies.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like feels like or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
All right, we're back. We're talking about lefties. And if you engage in sports or fistfights, or sports and fistfights, or fistfights that are actually a form of sports, there's a chance you're going to come up against a lefty at some point. They're only 10% of the population, but when you start looking at some of the big names in sports, you look at Adam Palmer, you look at Bobby Orr, you look at John McEnroe, Oscar De La Hoya, and Babe Ruth. Even though Babe Ruth supposedly wrote right-handed, these were all lefties. These were all people at the top of their sport, and they were doing it with the left hand.
Yeah, and as you had mentioned, that lefties living in a right-hand world, they have much more spatial awareness on both sides, right? Mm-hmm. And according to Melissa Ruff in her book, The Left Stuff, biomechanical research has revealed that training the non-dominant side of the body can actually enhance the dominant side. And this is known as the cross-training effect. And the body's neural network is integrated on both sides, which would confer an advantage already, right?
Right. And then if you're training to do to combat other individuals, say with swords, with pointed sticks, or in engaging to fight against them in a boxing match or in tennis, you're going to train mostly to deal with 90% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're saying I'm only going to box schizophrenics, in which case you're going to deal with 20% of that population is left-handed, actually, due to the slightly higher chances that we talked about earlier. But
20% of the 10% population of lefties.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So most of your training is going to revolve around fighting other righties. Or even if you're a lefty, you're going to be more predisposed to fight righties. But then when you deal with a lefty, it's going to potentially skew things just a little bit, because their hand dominance is going to be different. And their training is going to be different. It throws things out of whack. And we see this in the natural world, too.
Right. We see this with sea snails, that actually the shape of their shells are coiled counterclockwise or left,
uh-huh,
as opposed to the more typical clockwise arrangement. Now, why is this useful? Well, it's because right-clawed predator crabs are used to kind of can opening them, right, with their claws. But if they come upon a sea snail who's a lefty with a counterclockwise swirl or configuration to their shell, then they can't get in there and crack them open.
Yeah, they have evolved to eat righties, and then when a lefty presents itself, they can't cope with it. Their form is not suitable to this altered form.
A little bit like a righty in the boxing match with a lefty, right?
Exactly.
You can't,
yeah,
really anticipate how this is going to play out.
Yeah. Now, that's why if a boxer knows that he or she is going up against a lefty, then they'll intensify their training with a left-handed sparring partner. Because,
yeah, right,
again, the percentage is there. You can't go, if you're a professional boxer, if you're a professional tennis player, if you're just a dude with a sword on a medieval battlefield, chances are you're going to encounter that left-handed individual at some point, and you don't want to just be completely decimated by them when it happens.
But even the training is not going to give you the advantage that lefties have with the processing, right, with the cognitive processing. Study leader Dr. Nick Turbin from the Australian National National University took left-handed and right-handed people and recorded the transfer time between the two sides of the brain. And he did this through measuring reaction times, and reaction times being huge in sports, to white dots flashed to the left and right of a fixed cross configuration on their screen. He compared this with how good participants were carrying out the task to spot matching letters in the left and right visual fields, which would require them to use the same parts of the brain at the same time. Extreme left-handed individuals, those people on the spectrum, extreme lefties, were 43 milliseconds faster at spotting matching letters across the right and left visual fields than their right-handed compatriots. So again, you're talking about a more symmetrical brain, a larger corpus callosum, transmitting that information. So even if someone is swinging at you and you've trained against them, and then you swing against them, they're taking in that data quicker than you are.
Well, I mentioned earlier about how in war-torn areas you might see an increase in the number of left-handed individuals in your midst. And this comes back to a study from a pair of French researchers, Charlotte Fari and Michael Raymond. This is between 2001 and 2004. They tested the theory of lefty battle supremacy by examining the prevalence of left-handed citizens in areas with high murder rates. Because in theory, these conditions would allow them a better chance to observe, at least statistically, the lefty survival of the fittest. And sure enough, they found that lefty population percentages in these areas went as high as 27%. So again, up from 10% of the population to 27%, because there's that much face stabbing going on that the lefty face stabbers are going to actually sustain their population, whereas the righties are going to die of their face wounds.
Okay, so you have some negative connotations of like schizophrenia, dyslexia, and so on and so forth, but now you have criminality added to the element
it's
here.
Just no. The culture itself is falling into criminality and falling into violence. And you can't blame the lefties for just being better at stabbing people in the face. That's just a fact.
Right, but an unintended consequence might be that those lefties, watch out, they're going to shank you.
Yeah, I mean it's survival of the fittest, really.
Well, okay, so that's playing into this idea though that lefties are inherently sinister.
Yeah, that there's something off about them, that they're. Their skills seem a little better, and we can either chalk that up to, again, the inner workings of their brain and how they have to deal with a righty world, or it could be that they have a touch of the devil.
I was going to say, well, they're packed with the devil, right?
Yeah.
We look at the left and the right in religious terms sometimes, and this is because if you look at text, you'll see that Jesus ascends to heaven on the right hand of God.
Yeah.
You have a Virgil reference of descending into hell on the left. And so you also have it ingrained in language. Like in Italian, the word for left is sinistra, which means sinister. So these things are already at play in here, sort of giving us this idea of how to proceed with lefties. And we just did an episode on symbols and how that is silently guiding us in the way that we perceive the world around us.
Yeah. In English language, right means both correct and right side. In our politics, left tends to denote the more radical side. Left field versus right field, and then you have things like left-handed compliments, where it's a compliment, but it's like a vile compliment that is meant to drive home some sort of an insult. And then, of course, in various cultures, there's also the idea that the left hand is the wiping hand for the poo, and therefore to shake with the left hand is frowned upon, or to do anything with the left hand.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. If you haven't heard of Visible, now you have. They're the wireless carrier that's making wireless visible. It's in the name. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. Having a one-line plan means you only need you to save. No estranged roommates, exes, cousins twice removed, or AI-powered humanoid robots needed. And because $25 a month really means $25 a month, you can call, text, stream, whatever, as much as you want without worrying about getting dinged at the end of the month.
No hidden fees, no surprises. No, really. It's like the old saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover, but you can judge a company by its name. So spread the word. Tell all your friends there's a wireless company out there with transparency in their name, and they're called Visible. Start saving on wireless today at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan for data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by eBay. eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then, through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Roger that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Okay, but what if 90% of the population all of a sudden were lefties?
Well, we'd have a lot of stuff to change, right? I mean, all the deaths would change. Because suddenly the lefties, this would be their dream scenario. Suddenly they're in charge. They would probably wipe the rest of us out.
It's true. And I'm just going to predicate this on a study. It's a 2011 study published in Psychological Science by Daniel Casanto. And the idea was that you reverse the symbols of good and bad, right and left.
It's like the star-bellied sneeches.
Yes, it is. Some who have them and some who don't, right?
Yeah.
And what they are doing is they're saying unconsciously right-handers associate good with the right side of space and bad with the left. Now, of course, people who are left-handed do not have the same association. They think the left hand and the left spaces are perfectly fine. This is what they found out when they messed with hand dominance. And what they wanted to do first, though, is they wanted to look at language and this idea of positive things being associated with the right side. And so to test this, they were asked, right-hand participants were asked which of two products to buy, which of two job applicants to hire, or which of two alien creatures looks more intelligent. Right-handers tended to choose the product, person, or creature they saw on their right, and most left-handers, most of them, chose the one on their left. Isn't that amazing that just in this spatial configuration, you can put person A on the right and person B on the left? And mm-hmm. if you're right-handed, you're more apt to hire that person or to think that this person or creature, alien creature, is more intelligent than the one on the left.
And yet, not to complicate the scenario, but every time we look in the mirror and we consider the person most central to our view of the world, we're looking at a reflection. We're looking at a reversal. But I think you're onto something. You're about the correcting of right and left in terms of their moral qualities, and about this glove.
Yeah, well, this glove, the researchers put this on the right-handers and the left-handers, and they performed a motor fluency task while wearing this really bulky glove. And it turned these right-handers temporarily into left-handers in about only 12 minutes of this lopsided motor experience. The right glove participants' judgments on an unrelated task showed a good is left bias like natural left-handers do. So it shows that you can just change up the scenario and actually have the bodily experience change your psychological experience.
Yeah, so it's essentially Sylvester McMonkey McBean's star on or star off machine, this glove.
Dr. Seuss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And gazing into the future and considering this possibility of suddenly there being 90% lefties, I can imagine them rounding up all the righties and making us wear those gloves so that they can change the way that we view the world.
That might not be a bad thing, right? Because don't you hear that all the time? Like, you should change the hand that you brush your teeth with.
Mm-hmm. Because it's good for the brain.
It's good for the brain, right? So what if we decided all to do this? Is it possible? What would happen if we changed our handedness?
I think, it's worth trying. I want to do more of it because I was trying to think on the ride in this morning. I was thinking, what do I do with my left hand? If my right hand is occupied, then I may use my left hand to drink water or whatever. Or if I'm on the train, I may read with my left hand while I'm holding onto the bar with my right. But for the most part, I feel like I don't do enough with it outside of the manipulation of various computer gadgets.
Well, and as a result, actually, your nerves are less developed in that side of your hand, by the way. Because it takes a while if you're going to switch hands to try to build up those connections. It makes sense, right? Because it's more of a pathway that's being used. And people who have sustained injuries know this, and they're not able to use their left hand. According to Porak, she's the professor of psychology that I had talked about before, one student that she studied who had been in an accident that permanently injured his dominant hand was able to eat with a fork and other basic activities work just fine. But when it came to cursive writing versus printing, he had a lot of trouble. I mean, printing was fine, but it turns out that when he was trying to write in cursive, it was a bit of a nightmare, and that's because these two actions come from different regions of the same part of the brain, and there's a strip across the parietal lobe here, and handwriting is a fine motor skill while printing is not.
Huh.
So not everything can be sort of perfect, even if you are building up those neural connections in your non-dominant hand.
Well, it was always a nightmare when I was trying to do cursive, even with my dominant hand. So,
you know, I was writing a note to my daughter's teacher, and for some reason I didn't cursive. I guess I was trying to be fancy. And it was very hard because, you know, in this day and age, it's very seldom that I actually write print anymore, let alone use cursive handwriting.
Yeah.
Kind of hurt my brain a bit.
It's a dying art.
All right. So I want to give you one more extreme example of becoming a lefty.
Okay.
And this can be found, actually, the evidence of this can be found at the medieval Ferniehirst Castle in Scotland. So just consider this fact that historically in castles, staircases are built so that the defenders at the top have their sword free to swing at opponents, while invaders have their swing impeded by the wall. So they're thinking about this when they're building the castle. Like, what's the advantage when I'm using my sword at the top and I'm trying to defend? According to Sally Lincolnauer, she's a perceptual scientist at the University of Virginia, the warrior clan care at this castle trained to use their weapons in their left hand and even fitted their castle with a staircase that's tricked out just so that it could allow their left hands to wield a sword at invaders. And the ancestors of the clan care are all right dominant. So the idea here is that they weren't all, you know, miraculously lefties.
They just knew that there was a lefty battle advantage, and so they actually trained themselves to take advantage of that advantage.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive.
That is. All right, well, there you have it. A little insight into the world of lefties for you righties, and a little more self-knowledge for you lefties.
I already knew you were awesome. Admit it.
Yeah, they're pretty quick to brag about their powers. But anyway, we love our lefties and our righty listeners, so please don't take anything I said at the top of the podcast to heart. Just take the science that we talked about to heart or to brain.
Yeah, and by the way, Noel's left hand is looking a little bit beet red underneath all that.
Oh, yeah,
tape.
we need to unstrap him there.
Yeah.
All right, well, on that note, then, we're going to go ahead and sign out here. You can find us in all the normal places if you want to reach out to us and tell us about your experiences as a lefty in a right-handed world or your experience of a righty living with a lefty. All of it's fair game. Let us know what you think. But you can find us at stufftoblowyourmind.com. You can find us on Tumblr and on Facebook at Stuff to Blow Your Mind. On Twitter, we are Blow the Mind. And on YouTube, we are Mind Stuff Show.
And with your left hand, you can write us an email, and you can do so at blowthemind@discovery.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit visible.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.